News in brief, Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are in Geneva for a second day of talks over Tehran's nuclear energy programme. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is due to hold a trilateral meeting with US Secretary of State John Kerry and the EU's foreign policy chief. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a deal with Iran during nuclear talks would be, quote, very bad. He made the remarks after a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Foreign ministers from Germany, Britain, France and the U.S. are heading to Geneva to attend the talks over Iran's nuclear program. A Palestinian committee accuses Israel of being the prime suspect in the death of former Palestine Liberation Organization leader Yasser Arafat. The committee has accepted the Swiss and Russian reports that indicate Arafat died from polonium poisoning. Arafat's body was exhumed last year to find out the actual cause of his death. A fresh blow to the French government. The Standard & Poor's agency downgrades France's credit rating by one notch to AA from AA+. The S&P has cited France's medium-term growth prospect and rising unemployment for the cut. The French finance minister has called the decision critical and inexact. At least three people have died in the Philippines as super typhoon Haiyan hits the Southeast Asian country. The cyclone has already caused power cuts, phone line disruptions and widespread damage to properties. Thousands of local residents have also been forced to flee the affected areas. A new report warns that more than 2 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits if Congress fails to extend a jobless aid program. The program is due to expire on the 31st of December. The report says that one-third of America's over 4 million jobless people are still surviving on the benefits. Anti-government protests in Haiti have turned violent after police fired at tear gas and gunshots at stone-throwing demonstrators. They took to the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, in protest at their living conditions. The protesters also called for the resignation of President Michel Martelly. And in Afghanistan, 8 members of a family, mostly women and children, were killed after their vehicle hit a roadside bomb near Khalat, the capital of the southern Zabul province. The blast also wounded 3 other people. Police have blamed the explosion on the Taliban.